Hey guys, if you don't know, my newest special, Sledgehammer, is streaming on Netflix. Please give it a shot. Please watch with your friends. Please tell people about it. I would appreciate it. Thank you. I love you. This week on Your Mom's House.
What do you think my penis would look like? Would it look like my dad's?
Really, I misspell diarrhea all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why are you spelling it so much?
I have it so much.
I can't tame this wild man.
He's a wild man.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Here we are and here we go. It is Your Mom's House Pomcast. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, as always, for downloading, listening, viewing us on the YouTubes, sharing this with your friends, playing it for your family, your grandmother, your children. We are really excited about this week's show. We have some special treats that we're going to be unveiling here very soon. Thank you, everybody who's been watching Sledgehammer on Netflix.
It's such a great special. Tom.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
Can I tell you what I love? That you licensed a very famous song.
And two.
It really, I'm telling you, and if people knew how much you spent, they would be floored.
I paid so much fucking money.
Can I tell you, the opening is, it gives me chills. I love it.
It's pretty
just
rad.
The, everything. It's just so exciting, and I know what you're talking about.
I had to write two checks because I have the opening song, and then I have a closing song. The opening song is by Peter
Gabriel.
And the closing song is by a little outfit known as Gangstar. And I could have, you know, for a closing song, they're like, you could just play some stock music.
No.
And I was like, no, I'll cough it up. So I coughed it up twice because I think it's part of the experience of the special.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've done the stock music thing before. And I understand it's like, you're not watching a special to hear songs, but you know, one of the, like, this was like my, this special was me going, this is the culmination of a few years of touring. I went big on all aspects of it. Like, there's this little, you know, intro that plays kind of recapping the 2-year tour. It's pretty quick, but I was like, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it on this one. And then I wanted the music to just make it where you go like, oh, this is all, like, it sets a tone. And
absolutely.
I think even as a closing, even though it's like credits are playing, hearing that music for me is like, it's still part of the experience of playing the special.
I agree. And, you know, putting reinvesting in the special is where it's at.
Exactly.
You know, when I bought my suit for my last special for
Jesus
Mom Jeans,
Christ.
That I bought two of them because you sweat through one. Each suit cost $20,000 a piece. And then I had Swarovski crystals put on, real Swarovskis. That was another $100,000 per suit. But I think it was worth it. I think it was worth it. What do you think? And licensing the Frankie Goes to Hollywood song. Oof, Maron. That guy sent me a DM to thank me personally.
Well, I'll just speak up for the fans here.
That's been a lot of cash.
I'll speak up for the fans. Totally relatable. Now, that's really cool.
No, but I took the money Netflix gave me as a salary and just reinvested it is what I'm
saying. That part is cool, actually.
Yeah, I just reinvested the money they gave me.
When I did, you guys have heard me talk about spending the money. I told, you know, you heard me tell Kevin Smith when he was here, and I told Tarantino, I've told like directors and a few other people about, I wrote the check to make the thing I wanted to make.
Yeah.
And I can't talk about the details yet, but I sold it. I sold that show. And the reason that I'm most proud of it is that I spent money on something creative. I bet on myself. In other words, there's no guarantee you get this money back, but I was like, I want to make this specific thing.
Yeah,
make
it
good. I don't want to go through the process of like hearing what somebody else is going to say. And it paid off.
I love that. Yeah. Make it good. And you make cool stuff. That's
the
yourself. Whole point.
That's right. Yeah. Always, look at the fucking rubbing his paws together. He loves the word bet. You say
I
bet.
Know.
You just always bet on, you know, on you. And then you win. You win.
Okay, so let's get going here. Let's open the show. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get this ready. Hold on. And here you go.
Hi, guys. There are five things that you need if you want to live in your car as a vehicle dweller or as a nomad. So one of the things I like is this coffee funnel that is from REI. It is called a Soto Helix. I get these coffee filters, the number 4 from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't bring anyone mother
if
to this.
You want to live
no
in your car.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
You want to?
And Christina Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Do you want to live in the car?
Huh. There's really a vehicle for it. You can learn how to do anything on YouTube. You can fix your air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
You can learn how to plant watermelons.
Yeah.
And you can
drink
also, here's how you can do everything.
I use this power bank. It's the Energizer. I use it to charge my phone. I also use it to charge my laptop. One of the things that you absolutely need is baby wipes. This is Target brand. It's the Up and Up brand. I like this scent. These hold up really well, and I use these for cleaning. Most Targets have them in stock.
Yeah.
That's cool, Tom. It's so relatable.
Well, do you not want to live in your car? Do you want to be a vehicle dweller?
Can I tell you something? There was a time in college where I was technically homeless.
Sure.
Because I didn't have... I was couch surfing, but instead of couch surfing, I lived in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I slept on a futon.
But isn't...
And every morning my roommates would come out and make coffee, and that's when I would wake up.
Isn't
it was horrible.
But isn't there something about the language of like, doesn't she say... Let me
if
just,
you want yes. to be.
Hi, guys. There are five things that you need if you want to live in your car.
If you want to live in your car. Because, like, when you were on that couch, were you like, man, I'd really love to live in a car?
No.
Or I want to kind of better my, like, get things going.
Right.
Get my own place with no wheels. Just a building with a door, live in there.
That's kind of where I was going with this, is that as a former unhoused person, I believe is what we call them. We don't call them homeless anymore.
Yeah. You were transitioning.
I was transitioning.
From unhoused to... housed.
I did have an 87 Chevy Nova at the time.
Hot.
Gray with gray interior.
Fucking badass.
I could have lived in my car.
Yeah.
I opted to live in a kitchen on a futon instead.
Remember the gayest car you ever had?
It was my 87 Chevy Nova.
No, it was your Honda Insight. That fucking
you
piece
think
of
that
dog
was
shit.
Worse?
I hated that so much.
You only hate it because it was hybrid and you thought I was the pussiest, gayest Californian ever because I had that.
I fucking hated that
why,
car.
But why?
It sucked.
Because the AC was bad?
I think it had fucking 100 horsepower.
So? I mean, I don't drive fast. You know that.
Come on. You don't have to drive fast, but you just have to be able to get up and go. I mean, you could lay on the fucking throttle and it would go. And then you'd see it go like 25, 30. And you're like, fucking A. And if you go to a stop sign, like a stoplight, it would automatically go.
The AC would kick.
It would kick off. Yeah. So every time you're at a stoplight,
that was the worst. That part sucked.
No air, and you're like, So you just sit there revving it, so the air would come. It was fucking.
Well, can I tell you what I learned to do? Because you know who hated that car more than you?
My dad.
Yes.
Yeah, he hated it the most.
And he came to visit, and I was driving around LA in the middle of summer.
He's like, you're married to a gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hated it so much.
But what I learned to do was put it into park when we were at stoplights and just rev the engine to keep him comfortable.
He
hated that.
And I remember he was like, God, this thing, I just hate this so much.
Yeah. You are also going to need a P cup, a McDonald's cup, or a big old cup for when you can't make it to a bathroom. The last thing would be window coverings. Oh, window coverings are easily made from
bigger cup to shit in
for privacy.
You can do this until you make your own. Have a great day.
Well, hold on. There's a few questions I have. Sure. So, where does she make browns?
Well, yeah, I mean, she talked about where you have to piss. I get that, and then she should have been like, sometimes you're going to need to dump. And this is a bowl for pasta. And I also use it as a shitter.
Yeah, this is my dunny.
Yep.
Like, you should, but then she probably has safe havens, public places like Starbucks or bookstores are really great to shit in too.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Bookstores are probably a good one because you can always. Yeah. And people, you know, people that are in bookstores and work there are generally kind of weird. Like, they're not like, hey, how's it going? And so if you can go in there and just stare at the ground, no one's going to be like this person. They're like, this is our regular customer. And that can be just you thinking about how bad you have to shit. And
of course.
And then if you just like look at some book, the whole thing is like, what am I going to get here?
Yeah.
And then you're like, I just have to use the restroom. Yeah. Then you go, you shit, and then you can leave.
Yeah. You know? And they don't expect you to buy anything.
No.
You're expected to loiter, which is great because you're just looking at books and it's air conditioned in the summertime.
And here's the thing. Just have a couple book questions ready. You know, just walk in there and be like, hey, I was wondering, do you have anything on human sexuality?
Or financial planning? Jesus Christ. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Like, there's one I really like. And then they tell you, like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Well, you're done. It is hot boy summer. I have been, as you pointed out, getting into cool hobbies and doing so much of it. And then last episode, I texted arguably my best friend, Jason Momoa, and I said, which motorcycle should I get? Because I know he loves bikes. And he didn't write back during the show, but later he did. And he talked a lot. He fucking loves. That's the thing is, like, I have my car friends. I have my this is really him. He's
if you're going to get a Harley.
Yeah, he fucking.
He's pumped about this.
He's stoked about it. Yeah. I have my car friends. I have fucking gun friends.
Sure.
I have watch friends. And I have flying friends, chopper friends, and now I have motorcycle friends. And the whole thing is I'm going to put them all together and I'm going to take a helicopter, lift a car, check the time, pull the lever, have it drop, and then a motorcycle comes out of the back.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I'm going to do for my 45th birthday.
Wow. That sounds really reckless and dangerous. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in addition to your cool motorcycle midlife crisis, you've also been talking to me every goddamn day about your cold plunge experience.
It's the best way to start the day. I know that, I know it's been like over, like people are like, enough with the fucking, who's this cold? Like, I get it, but can I tell you this?
Yeah.
There is no better way to start that. There's no cup of coffee like 39 degree water. Like when you come out of that thing, I did it this, I've done it because we've been loading up on podcasts and it is kind of like a draining, you know, like experience throughout the day when you're like planning it out and just trying to come in with like the right energy and do all this stuff. When I start the day with that, I have a much better day. I go from the cold plunge, I dry off and I go right to work out. By the way, it changes your core temperature so much that I don't sweat for fucking, look at her, like 30 minutes. I love the feeling. The feeling lasts for a few hours. Why is it so hard for you to listen to?
It's just, it's like, it's my nightmare. Basically,
what's your nightmare?
Basically, what you're doing is traumatizing yourself every morning.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in your body in a state of shock and then being like, this is great.
You're actually right, because your brain goes into fight or flight mode and it releases this cocktail
of epinephrine, dopamine,
and then your body goes, we lived, and you get to the thrill of that for a few hours. I thought we were about to die. And you're like, well, we were if we stayed in there. Yeah.
I think because like cold is my nightmare.
It is. You're terrible at cold.
I mean, look at me right now. It's probably 100 degrees outside and I have to wear a sweater to feel normal. Yeah. I'm just a reptile. I don't like it. Secondly, I get my kicks on positive, life-affirming things, not like I cheated death today.
Will you try it once?
No, I'd rather die.
What about this?
No.
What about this? What about this? Just hear me out. Just hear me out. Okay, I do 3 minutes. Your friends came over to the house and they each did 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Would you do 30 seconds?
No.
20 seconds?
No. But babe, can I tell you something? Can I tell you
five
something?
Seconds?
Physically, my body's been through enough. I've squeezed two people out of me.
Here.
My body is split
but
in half. Do you understand?
That's...
I think I'm all good on pain.
Over.
Yeah. I've had my asshole, my taint ripped and sewn up. I'm
good. Had my asshole fingered. It's not that fucking bad.
It's not fingered. It's ripped and sewn. I'm good. I don't need any more pain in my life.
Speaking of that,
you want to talk about the shit I took this morning?
No.
Oh.
But go ahead.
I'm saying that. You know what excites me and gets me revved up in the morning?
What's that?
Do you ever have a body function so good?
Yeah.
That you reminisce about it?
Yes.
Hours later?
I know exactly what you mean.
Babe, I took the biggest dump this morning.
Yeah.
It was totally unexpected. Like, it was one of those sneaky ones where you're like, this could be nothing. And it was so much came out of me.
Was it one piece or was
three biggies.
Wow. And solid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good. Because I've been eating those salads, you know.
Yeah.
And
your summer salad.
My summer salad.
It's excellent, by the way.
It's really good.
It's really good.
And I stood up and I was like, God damn, dude, that was so good.
Yeah, I have sneezes like that. Sometimes I bust nuts that I think about.
Really?
And then.
But do you replay them? I replay like.
Yeah. Well, the memory fades.
Oh my God.
So that's the thing is that it does fade. Like then it becomes a memory of a memory.
Yeah.
The same thing with dumps and pee. Like some of the peas are just really great. Sneezes, like I said, I really love.
I don't care for peas as much.
I did fart in the pool and the bubble came up and burst and it smelled. And I thought that was pretty remarkable.
But hold on. Was it a big bubble and it was a big smell in your face?
Yeah, so like
describe it. Come on, people are listening.
I'm in the pool, I fart, I see the bubble come up, and I'm like, huh. And then it popped, and I was like, ugh. Like it really stunk. So it like it was a gas bomb that came up. That was pretty special because that doesn't happen every time.
Not every time.
Know? I've had it happen a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did get, by the way, last week when I left, I did get a wink out at Nadav on.
Yeah. I like when you do that. Now I'm
did you
on.
Like it?
It's funny because, like, I know you guys were on your way out, and all of a sudden I just hear a huge fart. Mm-hmm. And then I look over my shoulder, and then we make eye contact, and you wink at me. So it's like, it's literally just for me.
Yeah, it was for you.
That's kind of neat, though.
It was pretty special. Yeah.
But now I like it, and I wish you he could be around on the weekend so that he could do that because he has no one to do that to.
I got to do it more around him.
Maybe we could just have him around more.
Yeah.
And you just hang it off.
Yeah.
Maybe you could FaceTime him when it happens.
You know, you're talking about your butthole. Yeah. Getting ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to show you.
Okay.
It's so good.
What's your name?
My name is DeMarco Fleming.
Are you gay?
I'm bisexual.
Are you top or bottom?
I'm a top, dom top, aggressive top.
Can you describe what dom top means?
Dom top means, which means I grab you by your back and neck, put your face down, ass up, and fuck the shit out of you, and have you walk crazy for days.
Walk crazy for days.
Crazy for days, which means you'll be real sore and you'll be calling me on the phone. Daddy DeMarco, I need help. I'm sore. Give me some Tylenol. That's what that means.
Okay. Honestly, I don't think I can handle it, but I appreciate your honesty.
I know you can't handle it. I can tell the way you walk you can't handle it. My dick is big. They call me King Kong in my pants. I know you can't handle it, but I'll make sure I go real gentle with you. Because you're cute.
Thank you so much. I like it gentle.
All right?
So that is DeMarco Fleming.
I like him. I like his chutzpah.
He's got a lot of chutzpah.
By the way, he would split that little boy in half.
Yeah,
he's little, and he's 18. Jesus.
Some people talk that talk, and you're like, this guy's full of shit.
Oh, that guy fucks.
And then some guys are DeMarco Fleming, and you're like,
yeah,
this guy will fucking ruin you.
And it's also because what I like about DeMarco is he is a man of a certain age, so you know that he's been doing this for years.
Oh yeah, like he's not joking about the size of his dick.
No,
and he's not joking about the fact that you're going to be sore and probably calling him or other people for help.
Yeah,
you know,
he's traumatized so many b-holes.
My immediate thought when I first saw this would be like, it'd be so funny if he did that to Nadav
to fuck his butthole. Into handicaps?
Into being handicapped, yeah.
You're doing this new thing where you send me clips and you're like, wouldn't it be funny if this handicapped you?
Yeah, I like this new lane. How would you, but here's the deal, the difference between that little boy and Nadav.
Yeah.
Nadav's got some weight on
He does
him.
Have some weight to him. He's big.
Not in my asshole.
Well, no, but
no,
like.
No, but you could push back.
If he held on to you. Yeah. You know, and he was, and like, he was like, he would go bitch ass Nadav or whatever he called you. And then, and then he just, you know, aggressively, you know, held on. He would fuck him really hard.
So hard. Nadav could take it, though, better than that little boy.
That's what I'm saying. So, but Nadav also has a bad back. And this is why I thought about it.
Terrible
funny.
Back. I have a bad back.
He has a bad back.
Got a bad back.
Sometimes he'll come in he'll walk weird already. I'm like, why are you walking like that? He's like, I threw my back out. Yeah. And what if he came in and he was like, yeah, this guy DeMarco, you know, he fucked my ass. He fucked my ass, but my back, he got injured. And then. There's some Monday, we're like, where is Nadav? And like, oh, he's in the hospital. It's like, what happened? He's like, he went back to see DeMarco. He couldn't get enough of Daddy DeMarco. But then he's in like the spinal paralysis unit or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like
you're laughing and smiling. I don't like, I think that's what hurts me the most is that the thought of me being handicapped makes you laugh.
Well, yeah. So, We all go to visit, and we're like, what happened? Was he in a car accident? And he's just like, DeMarco. And we're like, oh, no. DeMarco paralyzed that dog. But we would still have him work here.
For sure.
Yeah, and we would have DeMarco on. He'd be like, I'm sorry, man.
And it would be worth it, too, because it was probably the best pounding of his life. Because Daddy DeMarco's a professional.
Sure.
Daddy DeMarco.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family would be like, Nadav, why can't you move anymore? Yeah. And I'd be like, well, you know, I hung out with my friend Daddy D, and you know, he does stuff to my butt.
Give me some Tylenol.
And also, wouldn't it just be like a beautiful swirl of red hair, red pubic hair, and sweat and blood and cum.
And the look of them together would be, it would be hot.
It would be kind of cool,
like,
yeah.
Like DeMarco's chocolate skin.
Yeah.
And Nadav's like kind of pale.
Pasty, pinkish
and red
tone.
Like the color. It's like really like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's just everything is there.
Are you freckled too? You're very fair.
Yeah, he's
I mean, whatever the sun hits, I have freckles.
Yeah. Have you walked crazy for days?
Yeah.
Look, I'll try anything twice, but I don't think I'll try DeMarco once. Yeah.
No, yeah. I wouldn't. I would definitely not get my a-hole massacred by this guy. Or my V.
See, as a man, a lot of men, and it might be different for gay men and what they want, like, but for straight men, there is kind of a certain thrill about hearing that a woman, you made a woman swore.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Right, because it makes you feel like you really
did some pounding.
Really split her ham, you know. I really like
split her ham.
You know,
like
I
ham.
I just, you know,
dumb top, aggressive top.
Yeah, I gave it to her, you know.
Yeah,
but how do you? Because I think gay men might enjoy the soreness more. Does like do women not enjoy it as much? Like a sore episode.
I'm sorry. Are you asking me if a gay guy?
I'm asking you as a woman.
Sure.
Whether being sore from like a real pounding is actually a turn on or not. Or I guess it varies.
No, I like it. I like it because, I mean, you're the only one that's pounded my V in 20 years now. Mm-hmm. The other last time we did it, actually, I went to go potty and I wiped and I was like, ooh, ouch. Tommy really did some work. And it's a nice remembrance. It's apropos our earlier discussion. Oh, that's nice, you guys.
Thank you, John.
Our earlier discussion of like, it's like, I took that shit this morning and I keep reliving it, reminiscing.
Yeah.
And then I think, oh yeah, I remember we pounded.
You know why you were sore?
Why?
Dom top, aggressive top.
You know, this is what Joey Diaz would call an old school F. An old school.
Oh.
A real.
No.
Isn't this a real?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
But this is like an old school guy that's like, I'm an aggressive top. I'm a dumb. I'm going to fuck the shit out. Like, you don't. I miss these kind of gays.
The thing is, this guy is actually probably, you know, he's gay, right? He's gay.
Obvi. He's bisexual.
He's gay. So he's gay, but he's not like.
Yeah.
He's not swishing around.
Right.
And he doesn't play that shit. But he's probably, you know what I mean? Like, this guy just likes men.
Yeah.
But he'll still fucking knock your fucking teeth out, you know?
Sure.
Maybe while fucking you with his dick. But also, you know, for talking some shit to him. Like, you can't just, like, go up to DeMarco and...
No, but he's had to be tough, probably.
From his upbringing, his neighborhood. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He grew up in a tougher time to be a gay man, a bisexual man.
Yeah, but he's about to eat this kid interviewing him.
Oh, this little morsel. This little twink has no shot.
There's fear in this little morsel's
eyes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because he's like, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, sir.
Please go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he tries to kiss him.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you didn't...
I got you all
Thank
day.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
Kiss, though.
You cannot kiss?
No, I have a boyfriend.
He has a boyfriend. I got a husband. What does that mean? You can't see the engagement ring on my neck? You're with the program. My name is DeMarco Fleming, all right?
Period. Thank you again.
Holla. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah. You're awesome.
Yeah. He is awesome.
He is terrified.
He's the best guy.
He is absolutely terrified.
He is. Yeah. He would split him.
Uh-huh.
Just
DeMarco,
destroy his asshole.
Oof.
This kid wouldn't be able to get up and walk ever.
Scary.
But Nadav could take a pounding.
Nadav
definitely.
Could definitely take it.
I don't know where you guys are getting that from. I don't like maybe a pinky in there I could do, but like I cannot take a full DeMarco in there.
No. But you've got meat on your bones you can push back on.
We'll try to set it up.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options.
hims.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we had a fascinating chat amongst ourselves about this dude who was on Humans of New York.
Man, Rex.
And this like, we read this incredible, if you missed it, we read this incredible caption, which is what he said. And for those of you that missed it, it's up on Humans of New York on their Instagram page. We talked about it at length on a couple of the last few episodes. But it was this dude, Rex, who talked about how he's one of those people that who can like hold their orgasm, their ejaculate in, have an internal orgasm essentially. And we played that and we talked about it, like I said, at length. And then he said how there was, you know, he was giving thousands of orgasms. It sounded like pretty braggadocious. And then he was like, I'm not doing that anymore because I don't want to make it hard on them, on women.
He doesn't want to break their hearts.
Yeah, he's like, and then he's like, it must suck for them to like have sex with me and then have to eat dirty sock soup for the rest of their lives.
Well, no, because women were falling in love with
him.
He would find like shrines built to him.
To him in a woman's house. And he was like, I was really fucking with people. So we talked about it, like I said, and then there's a new post now. The new post is this one. And this one, it's a new one from Humans of New York. It's him again, and he's in a sauna, and there's two women. He looks like he's giving a foot rub to one, and the other one's just laying there. And the quote on this one says, "I'm basically a big butch lesbian. I hosted lesbian parties for 10 years, and let me tell you, they adore me. A lot of my closest friends are big butch lesbians. Certainly my best bodybuilding partners, amazing, aggressive, powerful women. Very dominant over the males in the gym. Not dominant over me, of course, unless they're busting my balls. Because strong women are ball busters. They're just like the dudes. They are the dudes. They just happen to be dudes that are dudettes. They understand both sides of the fence, which is why we get along so well. Don't get me wrong, I'm still friends with a lot of dude dudes. But a lot of guys are just too rough around the edges when it comes to women. I don't want any part of it. I find it grotesque. One term I've been hearing these last couple years is body count. I've heard men say, what's her body count? They're referring to the amount of people a woman has been with. What a pathetic, disgusting, wormy question. How dare you? This is an independent soul. This is the human that needs to be treated with honor and respect. This isn't some piece of property you can put in a box. Imagine thinking someone is not worthy of you because they were a little experimental when they were younger or even when they were older. That's their choice. Leave them alone. A woman can be with whoever she wants, whenever she wants, however she wants. If you ask me, it all comes down to insecurity. A lot of women think if she's had a lot of lovers, there will definitely have been somebody better than me. They feel threatened, and they try to make that the woman's problem. What a sad way of viewing things. No matter how many lovers a person has had, they'll never have been with another you. Every person comes to the table with what they bring to the table. All of us are exactly what we are, different. And that is what makes us all so special. There's a typo there.
It's a little different dimension we're seeing.
That is a different dimension. And that's a very, very insightful and thoughtful kind of outlook on being with a whore after
some slut rag used up cum dump.
You're trying to justify being with this absolute trash bag of a human.
Sure. No self-respect.
Half of a city and doesn't care about her own body and just gives it to everybody. And then you can be like, oh, you know, we're all different people. So
yeah.
This fucking slut doesn't care about herself. Why should I? So anyway, this guy, I mean, there's just so much to unpack in all of his posts. but he's fascinating. And we have a little treat for ourselves and for you, the listeners and viewers.
I'm sweating.
We're going to talk to Rex right now.
Oh, my God. The legend. What if he's like,
hello.
Rex.
This is he.
Hey, man. How are you? This is Tom Segura. Thanks for taking the call.
Tom Segura. Listen, I am never going to hotel rooms again. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I'm actually, you don't have to worry about hotel rooms because now I only have internal orgasms. I don't ejaculate anywhere.
It's good. It's good. You're going to get superpowers.
Dude,
I'm going to get microcosmic orbital energy rays to the next level, brother.
Dude, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Gloria, knock it off.
I'm here with, tell that woman to keep it down.
Oh, that was actually a beautiful hound puppy in the backyard.
I know.
In the backyard with me right now.
I know. I'm here with Christina.
Hi, she's... Rex.
Can we just talk about the meow meow?
Sure.
I loved your special.
Oh, thank you so much.
I didn't ever think I'd be able to talk to the two of you guys. I'm a huge fan.
Well,
you both know.
We're huge fans of you.
We saw that post and we were so marveled by it. And we've actually talked about it at length even more, even with other guests. And I think I was just very insecure and jealous at how powerful you are in the bedroom. And I just it's true.
Just another person like any other person. I just happen to be lucky enough to have erectile dysfunction by the age of 19.
Did you really have ED at 19 years old?
So I don't know if you know the term. Like when people have high testosterone, there's a term called bed humping.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have very high testosterone, a lot of young men, from like whether it be from 8 years old or 11 years old, whenever they start catching hard-ons in their sleep, they start to bed hump.
Yeah.
They don't even know that they're doing it. So they desensitize their penises. Well, for me, I had been around so many beautiful women from a young age. My mother had worked at a lingerie bar. I grew up around topless and nude bars.
Mm.
And then at the age of 14, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So nice. I was there during the whole spring break capital of the world type era.
Okay.
And so with that happening, everything was different for me. And there's just beautiful women everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
I just was always around it. And so visually, it was very overstimulating.
So you became like this, obviously, like really great lover. Is it a combination of the fact that you studied,
it's good, read this information?
What's that?
It's matches. It's when the post came out, it's written well.
Yeah.
But it's, I haven't been with thousands of people. I just happen to be with the right people.
Yeah.
And shared the right energy.
Yeah.
Those that we have shared it back and forth. And if you do the work, like I said in the interview, because the interview is a little different from the post.
Yeah,
what's
for sure.
Is what I said, but it's not in the exact order of how I said it and exactly how I said it. It is word for word, pretty much what I've said.
Is a lot of your like high level, like, you know, the fact that you're so good at this with whomever, is it a lot of hand stuff? Like, is it, you know, like using your hands to achieve
like
this?
Like I said, it's all right. So it is about being very sensitive, asking what the other partner needs.
Right.
And a lot of times people are very insensitive, or I should say are so sensitive that they're afraid to talk.
Yes.
Afraid to
talk.
So you have to then listen and watch them and see how sensitive they are to these things.
Yes.
One of the most important things that a man or woman with whoever their partner is can do is to watch the eyes, watch the facial expressions, watch the breathing, take your time, be as soft and gentle as possible until someone tells you different. Soft works a lot better than hard.
Yeah.
And soft and slow and steady. The big thing is about taking your time and asking the right questions. And sometimes those right questions can't even be asked. So I tell people on a regular basis, especially men that I'm friends with, because there's a lot of men out there that don't know that they're just going around bang, 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 bang. Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to take your time. Like for me, I'm rarely a guy that leans into a kiss. I have to be leaned into because I'm nervous. I'm 6'4", I'm about 255 pounds. I'm a little bit intimidating. So the last thing I want to do is make someone feel intimidated.
Yes.
And especially nowadays with the way everything is, I have to be even softer than I was before. And I've had a lot of girls like, hey, are you not interested in me? I'm like, oh, I'm super interested in you because we're on 3, 4, 5 dates and I've never tried to kiss them.
Rex, can I ask you? Rex, so do we, just so that we're clear, do you not use your penis with these women?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Of course there's you're having sex.
Oh, okay.
At any level that you choose to with the partner that you're with, but I have had a lot of partners that I chose not to take, as we call it, the lingam, the wand of light,
yes,
the penis,
mm-hmm,
or as my favorite was Christina when you said the peener.
Yeah, the peener.
Yeah, there's been a lot of partners where I've chosen to actually give them great orgasms. They allow me to share with them their bodies, my body, but I don't even take my pants off. I can probably say it's embarrassing because I'm a little bit too active when I was younger and somewhat active this past year. It's been kind of a good year. I probably had somewhere over 100, 150 partners that I've never taken my pants off.
So hold on. If you were to give my husband directions
okay,
today, tell him,
yes,
what to do, Rex. You tell Tom.
Oh, you want to talk about hands-on stuff, or you want to talk,
yeah,
about microcosm?
No, we want
energy raising.
Whoa, both
hands-on stuff. Let's just go hands-on because no,
okay.
So the microcosmic orbital energy raising and all of the other electrical body stuff, you don't want to learn from me.
Okay.
I am a squirrel trying to get a nut in that world when it comes to Montauk Chia. You could get one of his audiobooks. I can literally give you a list of his audiobooks.
Okay. We'll take that.
And the first one, most importantly, beyond, in my opinion, is always The Multiply Orgasmic Woman by him and his wife. You can always do great work with that. Then there's a deeper one. It's a thick book, but it's a worthy read for both of you, and it's The Healing Tao by Montauk Chia. Now, both of those are life-changing, in my opinion.
Order those.
Again, this is my opinion, but are you ordering them?
Yeah,
right?
I'm having the producers
right
order them right now.
Oh, they're such fantastic books. You're gonna be so.
I want the listeners to hear the order those Montauk Chia books. So far, we know, take your time, pay attention, look at the eyes, and
do
now
you
I'm ready
your
for
knife?
This.
These important things were just the most basic of basic things for
sure.
People to do. They don't listen to the significant other, and that's a sad thing. Whether it be man and a man or woman and a woman, there's a list, literally, for you, for yourself. Very important is Qigong for prostate health and sexual vigor.
Okay.
That is for you, Tom. That is for you. That's for our boy Bert, who's got that heavy belly. All right. No, come on. That's dangerous. Let's be honest.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous, and it's growing.
Look how amazing
it's growing.
You look. Look, yeah. I couldn't believe it was you when I saw the like 100 people sent me your YouTube.
I
was in tears laughing. By the way,
okay.
You guys are so perfect together.
Thank you.
It's just so good to see a couple that's so delicious, inspirational.
Thank you.
I always worry about him when I see his stuff, because he hasn't lost the weight like you. You are 3 times healthier looking than any special I've seen on.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's and by the way,
you're doing the work, man.
You look.
This is going to make it so that your kids.
You look incredible. You look incredible. I know that you're not from the same.
As
you
youngins would say, say less.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, I like to work out.
It's obvious. I mean, you're jacked. It's awesome. It is inspiring to see that too. Can I ask you one thing? Because we have to jump here. But if there's any other bit of advice where you can get to somebody who wants to get started in, I know you said to get the books and the intuitive stuff about lovemaking, but like somebody who's looking for one thing you could say to a beginner who wants to up their skill in that realm of being a great lover and maybe maintaining their ejaculate inside of, like, is there anything you could
honestly
point
I
us towards?
Be putting ads out there for other people.
Yeah.
But there's an app called Dr. Kegel.
Oh,
if you don't have that app as a male, get it.
Dr. Kegel.
All right. And the Kegel app will make all the difference. And the truth is, because men aren't doing their Kegels and women are, And that's a huge thing. Everybody needs to do their Kegels. Prostate health on both sides. Mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. If you don't have your Dante on your center line and your
doing them right now,
your lower abdominals trained properly.
Yep.
So your pelvic floor, as it said.
Yep.
If you don't have that trained properly, you're not going to age well. Now, this sounds crazy.
It's true.
But also, work on your grip. And you're like, what? How does that happen to do? Your feet, your hands, your pelvic floor.
Rex, thank you for picking
up. Thank you, Rex.
And thank you for chatting with us, man. We had a really good time talking to you, and we love the posts.
Thank you.
Thank you for being the funniest people.
Oh, you're sweet,
Thank
Rex.
You, thank you, thank you.
Well, he's a lovely guy, isn't
he? I mean,
what a sweet guy.
What a sweetheart.
And I believe that he really is genuinely that sweet.
Yeah.
And that is a Kegel exercise. That is great because I've, you know, there's some pussies that I remember where the women, like, they could make their basically their pussies talk, you know, they like, like that. And it's, I think he said, like, it's good for women, but also the men, we need to be doing that too.
You're going to make your dicks come up and down. Don't you do that?
It's, yeah, you can do that. Pop. But I think you can really hold on to your orgasm if you have a strong pelvic floor.
Rub.
Yeah. You can hold it like that.
50 times.
And find the orgasm. Okay, so.
No, that's circumstances.
That's and the men who
we
are.
Just say circumstances.
Circumstances. They, you know.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
God, that is the worst sound.
Rop.
His fake orgasm is.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back. I just had four internal orgasms and I'm super thrilled to be welcoming back to the show one of our favorites. He has a new book out. It's called We're All in This Together, So Make Some Room. It's Tom Papa, everybody.
Bum, ba, ba, dum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum. I'm holding a copy.
You're holding my book and people are going to buy it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I give the advice that you gave me that I listened to for a week. I've told you this before.
Yeah.
Which is write a little, like write some every day in like this window of time. And then like over the course of a month or two, you'll be like, oh, I've written so much.
Yeah.
And you won't feel a panic of like, oh my God, how do I finish this? Which is what I eventually did and felt. But did you stick to that approach with this as well?
Yeah.
That is the right way to do it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I like doing it. I like just sitting and noodling around. And
how much time will you spend a day?
A couple hours. A
couple hours.
Yeah. And some of it, you're not doing anything. You're just staring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if my wife walks down the hallway, like I feel like I have to make noise.
Yeah.
So I'll just literally type. This is the sound of typing stay out of my office.
Yeah. If you make a noise and people go like, oh.
Yeah. But sometimes you're just sitting there spaced out.
Or the door is shut. You just go like.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, there's something going on in there.
Yeah,
geez. That doesn't stop us from knocking on your door.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Are you into VR yet? Are you into the Oculus?
No, why?
Just because, like, that's a cool thing dads are into. And to also a way to shut out your family, too, if you're looking for ways to get away.
Yeah, but I'm pretty self-conscious of looking like a moron.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like, having that thing on your head is kind of...
Oh, it's so embarrassing, and it dries up my pussy.
That's my fear.
Yeah.
Why, are you into it?
Nah, that's just... seen people do it. It's pretty cool. I'll send you one. It's pretty rad.
Taking an ice bath and doing the Oculus at the same time.
Try the Oculus and then get back to me. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it amazing?
It's pretty fucking amazing.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, it's great.
You're getting a motorcycle?
I mean, yeah. I guess.
Don't get a... What is he telling you to get?
A Harley. We're looking at different Harleys.
Or like a cruiser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
That's good.
Well, are the handlebars up here?
They can be.
They can be, but I think I'm better here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because doesn't this hurt after like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it looks really cool for a while.
It does, yeah.
This seems like any type of, you know, time spent on it, you'd be like, oh, I regret getting this.
Kind of like hanging on to it.
Yeah.
No, but I was worried you would get like a Ducati or
one of those
crotch rocket things.
No, I'm not going to do that. Did you ever ride bikes?
Yeah, forever.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about it.
Oh. I had a Yamaha Virago.
Okay.
Was my like Harley knockoff.
East Coast. Okay.
And my father's a big biker.
Oh, wow.
And he rode my whole life. Oh, yeah, that was my bike. Look at that.
Oh, that's
Virago.
Cool.
And my wife and I went cross country when we were dating for only a couple months. We got on that bike.
Mm-mm.
And we went all around the country for 5 weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's when we fell in love. Yeah. That's when we knew.
So that's
we didn't
a
fight
big
we
thing
like,
to you.
It was huge. It was huge. My father goes on these trips every June with his buddies, and he would just take off for like a week, and they'd go like East Coast, Nova Scotia, down to like Asheville, like all these different places. And when I graduated, I was never allowed to have a bike because it would have ruined his, like my mother would have freaked out.
Yeah.
So when I graduated high school, college, I got my first bike and then got to go on trips with him.
Was it easy to learn? Was it tough? Was it?
It's easy.
Easy.
Yeah. Do you not know how to do it yet?
I've only spent like, I only rode one once for 2 minutes and then I did a dirt bike. That's it. So I've never spent significant time on one.
Yeah. No, it's easy. I mean, you got to pick your places because it's, the roads are hairy now.
Yeah.
You know?
Open road somewhere.
Open road, off hours early, really early. Because, you know, God forbid something happens. You do have more control when you're on it. Like, you feel like you can control it. Like, you're more aware of traffic and potholes and other people. But it's definitely a thing. Like, I stopped when I moved to L.A.
Because it's too crazy in L.A.
It's insane. Yeah. And I had my first kid at the time. And I was just, that combination was like, I couldn't do it.
Was that some people in LA actually felt like it's, or feel like it's the thing to have.
Alonzo.
Yeah. Cause you can just like go, you know, you don't sit the way people sit in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. But Alonzo's alone.
Yeah.
You know, if something happened to him, you know, his dog doesn't get fed.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I had a whole family.
Yeah, that's funny, Tom. Does well, anyone that's else in LA. Have a family?
Well,
does
a,
anyone else have responsibilities?
It's a good thing we don't live in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. You live in Austin. There's no traffic here, right?
No, it's a joke. You're constantly saying what a joke the traffic situation is.
It is. You're right.
My father's in New Jersey and New York, and he's been on a bike since my whole life. He's 77. Wow. He's still doing it.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah. He's got to be smart. You're smart. You handle it.
Yeah.
And cruisers, that you're looking at those bikes means that your head's in the right place.
Thank you.
Yeah. That you're not just going to go out there blasting.
No.
Yeah. You're just going to be very relaxed.
Very
just
relaxed. Just
having a... That's what I like. I like that noise. You know, this whole trend towards electric...
Yeah,
it does like loud cars because you actually make your cars louder.
Yeah, that's true. They're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom goes on the back. My mom would
cute.
Be on the back and they would
that's
like go through adorable. Europe together and stuff.
Come on.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know why I make my cars louder? It's like doing Kegel exercises. It makes my pee-pee go up
like
this.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
I know. Yeah. Listen, you're a high-octane guy. You need your thrills. Yeah. I can't tame this wild man.
He's a wild man.
Yeah. Can't tame the beast.
I'm going to get Tom an Oculus and I'm going to get him a cold plunge.
What do you do on the Oculus?
Well, the first thing I did was a space tour.
Ooh.
That was pretty cool. And then I signed up to serve our country. So I have been doing missions for the United States military that are kind of top secret, but I've been going to the Middle East. And,
jeez. Yeah. Is it hot there?
It's very hot. It's very hot.
Wow.
But I had the appropriate attire.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you camouflage?
You know what sucks is I had all the gear on too.
Oh, geez.
I got my vest and I got my weapons and it's rough, dude.
But that is rough.
A lot of times you think about, but what am I doing here? It's for everybody back home.
Tom,
thank you for your service.
So yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Did
you board the planes early?
I actually just did.
That's
and they
cool.
asked me, they're like, are you current like serving? And I was like, actually, yes.
Yeah,
and
obviously. So, yeah. Right.
They're like, you have military ID. I was like, don't be fucking rude.
How about salute?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tom and I are going through our midlife crises respectively. I've been going to goth shows, you know, like the same bands I've liked my whole life. I've been rebuying the t-shirts from my youth, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tom, cold plunge, helicopter lessons, motorcycle, race cars. Did you go through a midlife crisis?
Yeah, kind of. But it was my midlife crisis was happening at a time where I really didn't have much freedom to do stuff. I didn't get like
even sweeter.
I just got kind of cranky. I just got kind of
you
like
just took that it counts. Inside, took it inward.
Yeah. yeah. It was a lot of that. Yeah.
Did you get angry at your wife and kids for trapping you in this fucking life? That kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Some of that. Some regret of like all the choices I had made or that they made me make.
Yeah.
You know. But I had. Yeah, I feel like I got a lot. It wasn't like the typical like car bands like
sure.
Like that part of it.
So what did you do? Heroin?
No, I think I had done it all before. You know what I mean? And then it kind of so like I wasn't going back to drugs.
Kick a homeless guy when he's sleeping.
Anger?
Yeah, I would do a lot of passive aggressive stuff because yeah, I was in New York at the time.
Yeah.
So a lot of like shoving businessmen on the subway.
Yeah, yeah,
little,
yeah.
Little hip
shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably drank more. I did drink more.
Yeah.
And I put it under the guise of I'm just a grown up now. I just do this. And it's like, why are you having martinis every day and ignoring your family? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that kind of thing. But it didn't lash out in like in those other ways.
Well, that's kind of cool. You just contained it. You stuffed it inside.
How long did that last?
It's not an exciting way to do it. No, this sounds more fun. Like what you guys are doing.
No, it's self-torturing, though. You're very self. Took it out on you, which is kind of nice for your wife anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
So she doesn't get worried about you dying and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you could drink yourself to death.
Oh, that's true. Were you that level?
No. No. It was just... two and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
It was a boring midlife crisis.
Did it last long?
No.
Did you get like an awareness about it? You're like, oh, I see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It was a little bit like.
Yeah. Cause you're so self-aware.
Yeah. I'm like, why do I have to take a nap? Why am I trying to take a nap? So I have more energy at four. So I can get energy to drink at 5.
This is my biggest thing about like my friends.
That was my schedule for a while.
That drink and are always on me for like, I don't really drink.
Yeah.
And my main thing, it's not like, oh, I have discipline. Is that like, I just hate the feeling of having to take a nap.
Oh.
Yeah. You
know? Like,
yeah.
I hate a mid. I'm like, every time I have a drink, I'm like, I'm tired.
You know, exactly. Day drinking.
Yeah.
Like I hate it. I know. I do too.
I hate that. Like for me, it's an evening nighttime thing only.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Like it seems appealing. Sit outside with your friends.
And right away, I'm like,
drink. No, yeah. And then so you're like, oof, I got to go to sleep.
I got to go to sleep.
It's such an interesting thing though, that you're asking, like, cause I didn't have like the car thing or the. I guess it was just that.
Did you relive your youth? Did you want to do things from your past? Did you look up old girlfriends on Facebook?
Yeah, but that's all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
What's this bitch doing?
Yeah. I only use Facebook to see who's gotten fat. I like that. Yeah. Like, ugh. You know, like just to see how shitty other people's lives have gotten.
Yep, I knew it.
Put a little pep in my step.
Yep, you really knew. You really thought you had it going on.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Senior year.
Look at you now, fatso. Yeah. What are you doing, Steph?
It's fun to see.
Yeah. Steph.
Fucking Stephanie.
Somebody who was kind of full of themselves, you know?
Oh, it's like, the best.
Yeah.
Kind of where they're at. Like
uh-huh. Yes, 100%.
I have a few. There's a few that I check on regularly, like girls in rotation. I'll be like, how's that bitch doing?
Wow.
Still sucks? Cool.
Still only sucks? Oh, another guy?
Only on low days, though. Like when I need a little boost,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Don't you have people you go to? I have, okay, and then I have Instagram profiles that I go to just to pep myself up, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's so evil.
It's nobody from my past, though. That's
no, still, I have two. So two is, okay, Facebook is for the past. Instagram's for the present.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Two categories.
That is actually pretty true.
Yeah. And what's funny about the Instagram is that they think they're killing it.
Yeah.
They think they're not really aware.
Do
that
you think everybody... So you know how we all share posts of certain comedians? like we all do that.
Yeah.
Do you ever go, I wonder if somebody's sharing my post?
Yeah, probably. Sure I think are. So. That's why sometimes I don't post.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think the people that are really good at it never have the feeling like, no, I shouldn't.
Right.
They just
that's
do it.
True.
They just go.
Oh.
And... they have to be aware, or maybe it just doesn't bother them that someone's like, look what
jerk
off Johnny's doing now.
Yeah.
But I have that thing
pretty
deep of like, oh, come on.
And it's really, you know, the thing that's going to be mocked is any sincerity. If you're doing, if you go like, I'm not posting this for comedy, this is sincere, then you're in the category of worthy of mockery.
For right? sure.
100%.
Anything sincere, anything that's like.
Oh, I know. Overly sexy.
Overly sexy.
Male, especially the overly sexy. Yes.
Or oversharing. If you're sharing.
Yeah, the male version of that is, there's a couple guys. Comedy guys like, that are just like, what are you doing?
Very sexual. Yeah.
Or telling people how to live.
Oh.
Here's what you need to do.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is a, you're going to be mocked.
Well, anybody who had, like, because you see it, whether it's in comedy or in, like, unsolicited advice from anyone, I'm like, here's what.
Yeah.
I mean, we get it as comedians from other people who are telling you about comedy sometimes, and you're like, what?
Right.
Who asked you?
Yeah. I didn't ask this at all.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah. People are like, I got the answer for you.
Yeah.
So bad. Or like when people get real political on
out
Instagram,
out
like
nowhere,
they advocate stuff and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to know.
There's this thing that happens for comedians that get popular is if you get popular, there's this time where you make a choice of like, I'm going to become an advocate or I'm going to stay a comedian.
Right.
Like Seinfeld, for instance, was like, no, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, like there's things I'm sure he cares about.
Sure.
But he's just like, I'll just stick to like
comedy
and cars and like shit that I like.
Because it's such a bummer when they do
It's
that.
A bummer. It is
I
a bummer.
Know.
You're like, don't have an agenda.
You're like, you like this comedian and they're like, you know, our water sources are the
thing.
Like,
I know.
Stop it.
And then you see them when someone uses those clips like in the other accounts, like the inspirational accounts or whatever.
God.
And it's like, wait, but that's my comedian friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like being really like letting you know.
Yeah.
Like, you should live like I live.
Are you not voting this year?
What? God.
It really shifts things for you, too.
Yeah.
And then the next post will be
God.
I know you guys logged on to see something funny, but.
Yeah. But I feel like I could use a little bit more of that. Like a little bit more of a lack of the self-aware, because they're so, they get so popular.
Yeah.
They put so much out. And I'm always like, no one wants to, I wouldn't want to see that.
I just try to, I don't try to like go like, you should live your life this way or this is who I'm voting for. But I do try to go like, you know what? I like this thing. Like I did a photography, I'm like, this is a still image app. I'm posting photographs. So like
his
photos I took, I don't care if people don't like them. I'm like, I'm making it for myself. But yeah, I try to stay away from, I've got all the answers.
I never understand how people always have like the guy taking the video of you when you're getting on the plane. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like they always have like I'm always by myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do they have a, who's filming you turning from the churro stand and being like, you know what you got to do? You know what I mean? I need that guy.
Yeah.
I need a hype man.
You can get a hype man. Can they apply here? You want them to just go, you want to give criteria for what you're looking for?
Yeah, if anyone wants to just follow me around on your own time.
Oh, but it's such an abuse of your power too, to get on board with an agenda with people. It's like, don't bum everyone out.
Yeah. I don't mind getting it from people that aren't funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's people that give you advice or like they show like an artist quote or like that's cool because that's your lane.
Or even actresses. Like there are some actresses that are just so hype on their causes.
Uh-huh.
And I go to their Instagram specifically to see them get nutty about their causes. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a good one today
because
abortion didn't get passed. You know, like, what is she going to say? I know she's going to be so fired up.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, thank God so-and-so posted. Now Congress is going to know.
Yeah.
Like, no one fucking cares what an actress thinks.
Yeah.
You know, but they think they're doing something. I guess it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. That's the thing. Does it move the dial?
I think how can it I don't know.
If you're really big, maybe.
If you're huge, if you have like
Gwyneth
really...
Paltrow could change things.
Yeah.
Really?
She totally could. I think it's I'll do whatever she says.
I think it's got to be something.
She's a good marketer.
Somebody that has that doesn't give up, like who would never use that power.
Yeah. Cardi B?
Like, yeah, no, or like Cristiano Ronaldo, who's just like
who's all about him.
400 million followers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, give me like a new Richard Mille watch. And then he's like, you know, like, but if you were like, hey, man, you want to talk about these causes, he's probably like, no.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pose next to my yacht.
I also want to be the guy who has, who is convinced his following that they're just as successful as they are.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, we did it, guys. We sold out 5 shows at the Beacon. We did it. There's no stopping us. It's like us.
We did.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I want to be that guy, though. I really wish I had that
the
gear.
Shameless.
You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, the shameless guy.
It's too. There's a level.
We did it.
We did it.
I know. I'm going to vomit just hearing that. There's a level of narcissism you have to do what we do.
Yeah.
Like there's a healthy spectrum of like that. But then when it's the we did it guy, it's like. Oh my God, my face turns red. Like I'm hot in the face.
I know.
Or like when people lie about how rad they are too, you're like,
when you're a comedian, you're like, we're all in this together.
Hey, so make some room.
Exactly. I know.
But it's got a funny little thing to
it. when they do it in a post of like all this money I've made, because we're all doing this. No, you're not.
We did it, guys. We just got a house.
You should never come, but we did buy a house together. Yeah,
we're all doing it. Yeah. I know. But there's a couple classics in the comedy world. You can pop open an Instagram. Just look at the photos, and you're pretty. You feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then they're the ones that I have to mute. I have to mute for a while
because I'm like,
it's too intense, bro.
It's
like
too much.
You can't get me every time I open the app.
Yeah.
Like I can't see you working out or doing your fucking bullshit or talking your we did it guys shit. Like once a quarter I can handle it, but not every day, bro.
And it is truly amazing when you do mute.
Yeah.
How your head clears.
Yeah.
You're much happier.
Yeah. It's like you're not being date raped on social media every time you open it up.
It's so true.
It really is true.
You know, DeStefano said he had a complete change in like happiness and just mental health. So he truly did. The apps are off his phone.
Uh-huh.
He records things or comes up with things, sends them to somebody who posts them. So he doesn't do any interacting, and he said he's just anxiety gone.
Really?
Just complete, because you can get just so lost in these things.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I am so quick right now. I'm going, you know, go through phases. I'm so quick to open the phone, hit Instagram.
Yeah.
Open the phone, hit. I just keep doing it.
I do the cycle sometimes.
What's your cycle?
So it'll be like, I look at Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I need to get off Instagram. And without thinking, I'm just talking about what my brain does.
I
close Instagram and I hit YouTube. Uh-huh. And then I go through YouTube and I'll look at things and watch some videos, and I'll be like, I need to get off YouTube, and this is bad for me. And as I do it, I see the Instagram app, and I'll be like, I just got off this. Close that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe go look at Twitter or something for a little bit. Close that. Emails.
Yeah.
Because the emails app is there.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at, oh, did emails come in? Okay. I read. Uh-huh. Respond. Close that and go like, and start the cycle again.
Yeah.
So it's like this.
Interesting. Because your cycle was different. I remember your 08 cycle, because back when we weren't having as much go on, I believe it was not Huffington Post. What was the Drudge Report?
No, I would read all the different ones.
Drudge Report.
So Drudge Report was for like what's going on in conservative news.
Right.
And then Huffington Post was like more opinions and had like left stuff. And then The Guardian.
Yeah.
So it was like it was UK based, but it was more liberal news. So I could see the full spectrum of how things were reported.
Right.
And then Twitter.
Loved Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was great for, I wasn't a big tweet guy.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, it was an information gathering thing. Cause I'd like to just know what people are talking about around.
That's the problem is I do feel like I haven't seen a Twitter feed in years. Like I just got off Twitter. But I do feel sometimes out of the loop. Like I'll kind of, I notice that people are more aware of stories going on than I am. Like,
yeah.
You know, not that I totally regret it, but sometimes I feel maybe out of step.
Yeah, am I missing something?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to get on TikTok because I get all my news on TikTok. This morning I didn't send you a video, remember?
Yeah.
This morning, because you usually send me a video of a weirdo. I didn't get your video.
I used a different word, but yeah.
It's funny, since last time I was
here. I was trying to spare you.
Since last time I was here, I was like trying to figure out like how you get those heinous things like sent to you. And
no,
I tried to like hit on a couple, but it's still... reverts back to children and dogs.
Wake up to Christina going, send me a video of a guy who's like, I can watch me balance his bottle on my head. And it's just like a guy doing this. And I'm like, it's a great way to start the day. Thank you.
It is much better than CNN.
Oh, it's so much better. And then there was, did I say the guy whose dick twitches when he talks? And he pretends like it's not, like his dick is huge. It has music, so I couldn't send it to you guys.
I think we could mute that one and you could just send
it to you guys. It's probably in my phone.
That's the kind of video.
So that's your headline
for
the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
nothing to do about Ukraine or
Give a shit. Yeah. If it's important enough, I'll know.
That's what she says.
If it's big enough, I'll fucking
She'll
tell
say
me.
This. Right, like, right. Oh, I'll know if
we
it's
find
a.
The dick
and then it'll be like. You know, hey, you know, Ukraine. She'll be like, what's going on in Ukraine? I'm like, am I supposed to summarize this in 5 seconds?
Yes.
Like, this has been a kind of a big story for a while.
Yeah.
She's like, did something happen? I'm like, well, kind of, Yeah.
What are we going there for vacation? What's happening with Ukraine?
Yeah. Not really.
I got relatives there. They'll tell
and
me.
And she'll be like, oh, it's like, it's a Russia thing. She'll say that, right? I'm like, yeah, that's a good summary of the whole thing.
Don't care. Same shit, different toilet. I feel like it's all the same stuff with just different players over and over and over and over again. Oh, Russia's being a dick. Got it. My parents lived through it. Escaped from that region already.
Yeah.
Got it. East and west.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
Do you have any like
east and west
feelings
same shit.
About going in? We're going into another cycle of like it. I had never had so much like news fatigue as I did over the from 2016 or 2015, let's say, through 20.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like a really hard, like she said, I was always a hardcore news consumer.
Yeah.
And it wore me out so much that I actually did fade on those news stories where there are news stories that come up now where, I mean, I'm making jokes about it, but like where I'll be like, what's that? Because I don't consume as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And I think we're ramping up.
We are.
For a big one. I mean, this one's going to be wild.
It's going to be even worse.
I think so. Because look, there's no... I like to try to stay in reality.
Yeah.
And reality is, whether you want to admit it or not, the current guy in office, Biden, is not all there. And all, people who are pretending, it's like, you're fucking lying to yourself. Like, this guy is a mess right now. He is too old. He is unfit. He is unwell. His cognitive function isn't there. He's physically not all there.
He's just very old.
He should
just stop
falling down.
And it's bullshit that he's running again.
I was saying that in my shows this weekend that, you know, we had a president that was in a wheelchair for a long time.
Yeah.
FDR, nobody talked about. He was fighting Hitler. So, like, let's be like ixnay on the wheelchair way.
Maybe what we actually need is another Hitler. Because it'll be a distraction.
Yeah, it'll be a distraction.
From his physical
ailment. Like, just give Biden a wheel. Just let him have a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, why are we making him climb steps?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's so mean.
And then we can rebrand him as the non-ableist. Chad, what's the branding on the president in a wheelchair?
Yeah. He'd be great for that whole constituency.
Yeah.
And give him a motorized one. He can put his Biden glasses on.
Yeah.
I mean, really, why? I would have trouble getting up those steps to the Air Force One.
Sure.
I would definitely be stumbling.
On them.
Yeah.
And they could put a wheelchair lift on that thing and he just presses a button.
Yeah, he's pro handicap people.
But I do like how, like, they're just running stuff and they're getting things passed and they're just kind of
there's nothing
and
to
it's
report.
Just boring.
It's boring.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
It's very boring.
And that they're going to come and make it this assault again is
But aside from the tripping and the falling, I mean, when he speaks, you're also like, I have.
Well, it's old mixed with stutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgot the stutter.
There's elderly people that I know who speak like that. And you're like, oh, yeah, they're sweet and I don't want them to die.
Yeah.
But by the way, you know, they shouldn't be running a business.
No.
Let alone the nation. It just feels like, come on, dude. And like, this is somebody.
But who can you pass it to?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing, is that that's what we're setting up here is like there should be, it should be open on their side. And then you have fucking psycho who's going to get back into this thing.
I know.
And his whole nonsense, which is very entertaining. So I won't say that it's not. It's extremely entertaining.
It's, yeah.
But he's a fucking lunatic.
That's why we were exhausted.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of that, his power to, I mean, he lives, he's a media monster.
He's a media monster.
So he was like the assault from him.
I actually feel like one thing I didn't expect, there was this thing when he left office where people who really were anti-Trump were like, well, stop giving him coverage because all you guys did was cover him. Well, they were covering the president, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of did really over these years.
Yeah, for a while.
Stop covering him.
Yeah.
Like he would say things or release statements and they would just kind of like, here's a statement. And it would just kind of, you saw things fade, but it's ramping up again, right?
Yeah, when CNN put him on, everyone was losing it. Like, what are you doing? We're not supposed to talk. I let this
Voldemort
guy
and you're like, we haven't even said his name. You realize that?
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Don't even mention his name. He's going to poof back into existence.
I know.
And then you got DeSantis.
God.
Yeah.
You know, is like this, he's like, who a lot of people like in the Republican Party. And then Kennedy.
Right.
Because all these like third party people.
Yeah.
It's always like they're just going to, you know, take away votes from the two big parties.
Right.
But at some point, one of them is actually going to break through.
Do you remember Perot?
Of course.
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
I was all in with Perot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
He's all like, hey, Larry.
He can do it.
Yeah. Look at his chart here, Larry.
That guy was awesome.
He was
dead?
Great.
He's got to be
dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was great. He was the one who had the most impact in the third.
Yeah.
The third lane.
Yes. Nadav has dick twitch ready, guys. Here's my
dick
news.
Twitch.
Here's what I'm
breaking news.
That's a big dick.
Right.
Breaking news.
The best part is he acts like it's not the center of.
Yeah.
He's like,
of course, that's
hey,
what
guys,
you do.
Look at that. You look at my view.
look at my view.
Yeah.
Again, one more time for Tom.
Wait, is that
it? Yeah, wait, I missed it.
That was it. Dick twitch. Look at it.
Oh, I see. It moved right there.
Yeah.
I thought you meant it was just going to be the focal point of like.
But no, that's the essence of a good talk is that he just kind of throws it in. Oh.
But
what's that twitch?
It did.
It's so subtle, and he knows what he's doing.
I had a massage yesterday, and I just wanted to fluff a little, just to have a little twitch.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not looking for a happy ending. I'm not looking for any. I just wanted there to be
something there.
Something when they flip you over.
Where just, they're like, this, so they're like, this is so sad.
You know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't want them to be like, aw.
Yeah.
I didn't pull it off.
Aww.
Yeah. I felt like.
Little fella.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
That was flaccid.
Yeah.
Like. 5.5, 6.
Like, yeah, but guys like that, Tom, you know, when they get erect, it's the same.
Tom.
It's the same. There's no growth there.
And right. That's not going to grow into 10.
When you watch a movie, you want to see the character develop.
Yeah, exactly.
And change.
That's so true.
I know.
Mine goes through such an arc.
What an underdog.
Yeah.
The beginning of the movie, you're like rooting for him because you're like, this guy,
this
is
no
a loser.
Way. Yeah, he's not going to make it.
There's no way.
Yeah.
And then at the end, triumph.
Yeah.
Right?
My percentage growth has got to be like, 1,000%. I mean, really, it goes
from inside to outside.
It really does. It goes like, it wakes up and it goes, is anybody out here? Like that.
A little timid.
Yeah. I thought I heard something. And then it just comes out into the world.
Yeah. And then
I'll
the sun
my
hits
first
it.
First step. Well, actually, but it's always looking over here. Like, what's going on over here? Yeah.
And then ends at the on a mountaintop.
It does.
What do you think my penis would look like? Would it look like my dad's? Because does yours look like your dad's?
Do you know what your dad's looks like?
Sure do. I wasn't, just for the record.
Yeah.
But he was a European gent, and like my family was always nude. Uh-huh. Like, this is not a big deal.
They
Americans
didn't learn
are uptight. Like,
our norms for a long time.
Yeah,
that's why they're
always
not number one.
Yeah.
No. I had, because my kids are leaving now. They're like on their way out. And I'm reflecting on like that we went through that whole thing. And I was thinking when I was changing.
Where they saw your peener?
Yeah. Well, I was changing into my workout clothes. And when you strip down, and I was like, that's an accomplishment there. Like my kids didn't see my stuff since, you know, probably like when they were really, really little,
yeah.
Like four.
Yeah.
You know, like that was good. Good accomplishment that yeah. They didn't have. They're not going to do podcasts in the future and be like, I know what my dad's penis looks like.
No,
I can pretty much
it.
Say they have yeah. no idea.
I saw my dad's balls at a later stage of his life.
Fair
and
high.
They were enormous.
So big.
Low.
Yes.
Low and hangy. And they looked like pig's nuts. They like they were just grotesque. And I was like, Jesus, man. Yeah.
But was your dong like his?
Well, that's the thing is that like I don't really
yeah.
remember his dong. I just, you know, I saw him change yeah. and I was like, all I could see were the balls. I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah,
is your back okay?
Like, you're really making me want to text my dad.
Yeah,
before it's too late.
Yeah. Have him send you a dick pic.
Yeah,
daddy.
Daddy, send me a dick pic.
Daddy, dick pic.
Yeah, dad. Can real quick? Can we trade dick pics? I wonder if boys and their dads have the same
such a good
genitalia.
Question.
Well, you've got boys.
I know, but I'm. It's huh. weird. I don't know.
Oh, we haven't even thought about this.
Yeah.
Probably for
yeah.
good reason.
Yeah. I think we should probably keep it to ourselves.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, oh, man.
Oh, no.
I have my mom's vagina.
You no, do?
You've seen her vag like that?
Of course. I've seen everything. My parents were not, like I said, they're Europeans. But she had a big fire crotch, like orange pubes. I don't
orange.
Have that. But in terms of like, yeah, I think I got her vag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And her tits. Oh, no, I've become my mother.
Yeah. Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm my dad on a lot of things. It's happening.
I know. You grow on your parents, whether or not you want to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It really,
I had this realization 2 days ago. I was sitting having coffee, and I was like, oh, I became my mother.
Yeah. It's weird.
Your dad's cool. He rides motorcycles, dude.
Yeah, I know. That part's cool. But I bought a 3-pack of silicone spray. Because it was a deal.
Yeah. That's becoming your dad.
That's
too.
My dad.
Silicone spray.
And I'm just going to like give them out to people.
Sure.
And expect they'll be happy. Like I.
What do you use that for? Just to plug up holes when rats
you shouldn't
coming
use.
Out?
You should know that's the foam. This is you should use this. This is dad thing too. You should use this rather than WD-40.
Oh, I love WD-40.
WD-40 is really made for like boats and things that get wet and water and it's really too oily and you really shouldn't use it. You should really use silicone spray.
That's
on door jams and that kind of thing.
This is such a dad talk.
It's a total dad thing.
Yeah.
And then I saw, and then I was like, went online to get some and saw 3-pack.
And you're like, oh.
Oh, man. I nailed it. Came into the kitchen, told my wife what I just did.
What are you guys going to do now with the girls?
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
Do you talk about it? Do you
yeah.
guys? And what do you like? What's
yeah.
the, is it travel?
You can have your midlife crisis now.
It might. She's definitely going to go through it.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to go through it.
You're both going to act out in some way, whether you recognize
yes.
that you're doing it or not.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm booked so heavy in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's already my thing.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like there's when I'm on the, like, I'll try and get home. First flight, like there's nothing better than landing at 9 on a Sunday
yeah.
in LA so I can get home and start cooking for everybody and like do like that's not going to happen.
Aww.
Like it's that's gone.
So you know what to do is fucking stay out.
Stay out.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It took your own breakfast.
Yeah.
You
but
left.
Now I'm just talking to my wife.
Yeah.
It's not like, them, it's her. Yeah.
God, how
right?
boring now.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
She'll be like, are you on the first flight? And you'll be like, I'm not even coming home today.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You have a Sunday show?
Yeah.
No?
No. But
I'm staying in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Would she come with you, maybe?
I think she'll come with me more, like to the good spots.
That's it.
Which would be cool. You know, the real bummer is that we didn't time out our dog's life.
Yeah.
Like they're still around. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
if they had passed when our kids were going to school,
yeah,
we could go live in New York for 3 months.
Yeah.
Right.
But now we have all these animals.
Yeah.
And they're pretty healthy.
You're going to really. Well, that's the thing is we lucked out in that our youngest is allergic to dogs and now cats.
Really?
So we get to like, instead of having a house full of animals, which we were doing. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a dog
lady. That really
ties
you down. Yeah.
I'm a crazy dog lady. I was like, the minute my kids leave, I'm going to get 5 dogs. I'm going to rescue and I'm just going to get like a herd of dogs.
Yeah.
And start rescuing. Seriously. Because
yeah.
I just, the mother in me, what do I do now?
I know.
Now that part is alive and I care about things. Oh.
I know. And then my wife is the same way.
Fuck.
And she loves them.
I know.
But it definitely ties you down. Like she's not going to.
So what you're saying
you
is.
You could poison the dogs.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. We also have a pool with no fence.
Just a little, like throw a treat towards the pool. And, oops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It happens.
How many dogs?
2 dogs.
You could kill those.
And a cat.
Oh, you could kill those real quick.
Yeah.
Can't you just leave the cat outside overnight? The coyotes will get it.
That almost happened last week.
This is about, you're one of the only people, because you're so good at stand up and writing.
Thank you.
When you do.
Thanks, guys. We did it.
We did do it together.
All of us together.
And I know this is like an inside comic studio question, but mm-hmm. when you start over with stand up, like when you put something out and you're, how do you start? How do you go back to it?
Well, this year, my special came out in December
mm-hmm.
and I was on tour in January.
How?
Oh, my God.
I just didn't think about it.
You just didn't think about it.
I just had dates. And it just literally didn't think
about
it.
I think that helps is when they go, you have to be on stage on this date.
Yeah, oh, it definitely does. Yeah. And for the first time, I'm like, I write these books and I really take time and like write them. Like I sit and just, like you said earlier, like put the hours in.
Yeah.
And stand up, I'll get an idea and I'll bring it on stage and then I'll say it and they'll give me some feedback and then I'll noodle on my pad with it.
Yeah.
And it's a slower process kind of going back and forth. But because I had no time, I'm like, what if I just dedicate this book time to stand up and really just start writing it and get really aggressive with it?
And that's what you've done?
And I had like a new act, a little short, you know, but I had a new act by the time I went out in January.
Wow.
So it really worked.
It was about putting the time.
Totally worked.
Okay. Because I need to hear this.
Totally worked. And, you know, Carlin did it that way. And
he was all right.
He was okay.
Yeah.
And
jeez, guys.
And I was just like, let me just try it. Like, why am I being so stupid about it? This should be just really, really write
spend time.
And some of it fell off and wasn't funny, and some of it was good. And then the process starts again where it was
you're using the audience to gauge.
Yeah.
So but the real key thing here is that you spent the time that you would be like you would dedicate it to writing a book.
Yeah.
So just working on stand-up.
100%. And then it got into this rhythm of it where if I would just go to the store and I hadn't written that day, if I just stayed for like a half hour, I would write something out and get it kind of funny and then just bring it up on stage, like literally, which I never did, like really memorize like a paragraph almost.
Yeah.
And bring that up and start working on it. It just accelerated it. It just made it really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was cool. But then I got lazy with it. Then as soon as I had like the act, I haven't really been spending the time.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a hole now in it.
You'll get bored enough with that or frustrated by it enough that it'll make you do it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to be bored with it. And like sometimes there's nothing going on in this noodle emotionally or, you know, you're just living your life. And then one day you'll be like, oh, I know how to fix that.
I know. But don't you feel like, I mean, you guys do this all the time and it's like, in your life, you don't have something to talk about all the time.
No.
But then you walk in here and then it's like all of a sudden it starts coming out.
Yeah.
There's always something.
I know.
Like sitting and thinking, well, I don't have anything, really is not true. Maybe. You know what I mean? You just got to start. You just got to kind of like put it out there.
Yeah.
I'd interviewed Carl Reiner once and he was like 90 at the time. And I didn't realize he was at the desk where he wrote Dick Van Dyke. He wrote like the first 12 Dick Van Dykes by himself. And he's there at 90 and he has on his big computer screen his new book. And he's writing another book at 90 and he's just jovial and fun. And I said, do you ever get writer's block? like, I know this is a hacky question, but do you ever get writer's block? He's like, no, I never understood it. Sit down and start writing. It's not going to be great, but just start writing. Yeah. What do you mean block? What are you thinking about? Just start doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, what does that even mean?
There's the, what's that great, the Kiwi, the New Zealand guy that did JoJo Rabbit?
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. I always mess up his name.
He was saying something about, this is like in the similar lane of when people are like, you know, writing a script or something. He goes, well, you know, the thing is 90% of movies are shit. 90% of books are shit. 90% of, so he's like it doesn't have to be great. Like,
yeah,
just, you don't have even to do a masterpiece. Product. Yeah. He's like, just write. And then maybe it won't be good. And then you can move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But if you just think about like, this has, cause we all do that. Like, I mean, with new bits too, you're like, I don't know, this sucks. It's like, so what? Just do it. And then it's
the
done.
Judgment.
Yeah.
It's the judgment. It's you just have to keep plowing.
You have to keep plowing.
Yeah.
Painting, like writing music. It's all the same thing where it's like,
yeah,
if you think about how it's going to be received or whether or not it's good, it's like, that's, you're wasting time.
Yeah. Just go. Just spit it out.
Do the dumb thing and then be like, that was dumb. And then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah. Know? One of the writers from The Simpsons said that he would write so fast. I forget which one, like one of the original guys. That he would write so quickly and spit it out that it'd be like, and then Homer walks in and says something funny here, and then Abu does this, and he holds up something that's it's orange, but with a, and he would just like put like nonsense,
like placeholder kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he knew the outline so well; it's muscle memory, and you know you'll fill it in later.
And he wasn't worried about how that would be received, is what you're saying too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was just like, I'm not going to judge this. It's not even close to being.
Yeah.
Able to be judged.
Yeah.
And I think too, the unconscious just takes time to, like, aren't there jokes that take 10 years to write for you where you're like, God damn, I wish I could. And then one day you're like, oh, I know how to do that. Cause it took that long for your mind to whatever the anger behind it or the fear or whatever processes. And then like, blip. But I think if you just listen, that's the secret for me is like, oh God, listen to that idea. Don't just,
when
the muse comes. Yeah. Like so, just listen, write it down.
Yeah, so you know exactly what you're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the shower, too. Sometimes the best things come in the shower when I'm
in a
just
nice,
like,
warm
relaxed.
Shower, right?
Yeah. And I'm just thinking.
Cold ones work, too.
I don't think so.
God, I hate cold.
Have you ever written a bit in that cold plunge?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
I'm always like,
never.
You know how sometimes you hold your breath and your body constricts?
Torturing himself.
Do you want to show Tom some of what you've been curating?
Hell yeah. And I'm sure Tom wants to see them too.
Yeah, so, I do.
Yeah.
This is his wheelhouse.
It's always a different emotional experience. Let's see how it goes today.
The last one is still lingering.
Oh, good. I made it.
My friends and I used to sue each other so we could get on court TV.
This is
the court show lets you sue for up to $5,000 and they pay whoever wins. So we made sure the plaintiff always won and then we'd split the money. I played a promoter on Judge Joe Brown that sued my comedian friend because he left the show that I paid him to perform at.
Promoter Ben Palmer is suing a performer for breach of contract. Defendant Derulio Ledger says he had to leave the show for his own safety.
The club's not even in the hood, but the whole hood was inside the club, Your Honor.
That's great.
Fantastic.
See, you learned something today.
That's amazing.
Three times where you've played good stuff. Okay.
See, what do you care about? Who's going to be president or that? That was way better.
That was much more important.
Okay. iPhone Negative is the best fucking band on this earth. You know, I thought Beethoven was good. Typo negative there. If it ain't typo negative, it ain't worth fucking listening to. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
God, that accent is so horrific, too.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, the package.
I love her.
She's typo.
Typo negative. Can
typo.
I tell you?
That's called the mid-Atlantic accent. You find it in Baltimore and parts of Philly, and it's like, you could put that accent on a supermodel and you would kick her into traffic.
Typo negative.
Ain't fucking worth listening to.
Can I tell you something?
Worth it.
I 100% wanted to make fun of her. And then I was like, dude, that's how I feel about Bauhaus.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm such a loser that, like, had I been into tattoos, I would have Bauhaus here, Bauhaus there. Oh, man, I get this.
Listening to.
What is typo negative?
Okay, so I looked it up.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking romantic goth band.
Oh. So you might, this might be a kindred spirit of yours.
Which is so weird because she doesn't look...
Type A negative.
She doesn't look kind of gothy, but I looked it up. And yeah, they're like a romantic American goth.
Okay.
I'd heard the name Type O negative, but I'd
never listened. Have you heard any of their
stuff? No.
I guarantee the band is not happy that this is their demo.
But I did listen
Type
to a song
O,
or two.
It's on.
It's on. I did listen after I saw this TikTok, and I was like, oh, maybe this is something I'd be into. It's a little too intense for me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, this is her band.
There you go.
This is her band.
Good for her.
If you're someone who has a hard time spelling diarrhea, here's a handy acronym for you. Dude, I actually really, really have explosive anus.
How useful was that?
Yeah.
I always misspell diarrhea.
I always do, too, actually. That's, I actually really, really have explosive diarrhea.
Dude, I actually really have explosive anus. That's pretty good.
Dude, I actually really, really have.
Not really.
I misspell diarrhea all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why are you spelling it so much?
I have it so much.
Just any post-it notes for your family?
There you go.
Dude,
I actually really have explosive anus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So
yeah. I'm usually writing, I have I'm not there because I have diarrhea. You know,
right.
Or I'm late with diarrhea.
Yeah. Or dude, that gave me
what
diarrhea.
What's going on with your personal hygiene? You heard of something called soap and water? Yes. I have a couple of people back there puking from the smell that you have.
It's in my bathroom.
That is so
it's
that
Dr.
is
Now.
Dr. Now, he's the leading gastric bypass surgeon, I think, in the world, certainly in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And he usually operating on like 600-700 pound people, and he's very direct.
Yeah.
So he starts with was like, have you heard of soap and water?
To one of his.
By the way, the guy is misunderstanding what he's saying, because he's saying you smell so bad that people are vomiting from you walking by. And that guy's like, yeah, my bathroom smells. He's like, not your bathroom.
No, but, right. Yeah, it's you.
It's you.
He's fucking like so.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with your personal hygiene? You heard of something called soap and water? Yeah, I have a couple of people back there puking from the smell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's brutal.
He's brutal.
Well, he'll tell people, too, that want the surgery.
Yeah.
He'll be like, all right, you have to come back, but you have to have lost, like, 50 pounds by, you know, this date. And then they'll come back, and he'll be like, you lost 30 pounds, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you just want to eat all day. You're a weak person.
So I love it.
Like, what?
Yeah. This guy looks like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Dude, I really,
really
have explosive anus.
Yeah.
A subscriber asked me to do this.
No, it's good.
Good morning, Julia, my beautiful queen above 18. I really enjoy your content from mild to wild to kink. I am very rich, and I have at least 7 ceiling fans in preparation to come and get that booty.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Viagra's really a curse on this planet.
That was a great...
David Gold, 7135.
Thanks for giving him all the lines, everybody. It was so hard to watch.
That was awesome.
Still.
And he managed to make that even creepier than it should have been.
In only the way that David can. Yeah.
That was terrible. My skin's crawling.
How did he set it up that someone asked him to do it?
Yeah, so somebody gave him lines from the podcast.
Oh, my God.
And he actually did it. But he's usually just like in a gym. Like, and he's like, God, my arms are so sore from these bicep curls. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
It's always him and his dick twitches. You know?
Yeah. So cringy.
By far one of the worst bed bug infestations I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, this is what this dude's sleeping with. This is his bed. Right here, see? Bed.
Yeah.
Pillows.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Could you imagine sleeping?
No.
Oh, the crustiness on the tent.
No, dude.
What? His heart is a freaking rock.
Ew.
Wash your sheets, kids.
This is what this dude sits with.
Wash your bedding.
All of these come out and I eat him. They feed on him all.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Who is this human?
Yeah, who is in this?
Bed, but,
they're moving. Oh, my God.
It's a bachelor, dude.
This is bad.
Yeah, you got to
throw that dude.
You got to burn
everything.
The apartment.
Totally
burn the
dude.
Fucking house. Are you kidding me?
All of his shoes.
Yeah, everything's destroyed.
Yeah, you got to burn this. You got to burn
dude, the
this.
Whole,
yeah, everything's got to go.
House.
I don't want to imagine what the inside of that looks
like. Oh, no.
Who's
no,
this guy who's in there?
I know, but he's got VHS tapes.
He has chairs.
Yeah. Oh. It's like this, comics who get bed bugs on the road. If you
right.
take it home, it gets in your suitcase and it fucks up your house.
But this is God. Mental illness, though. This guy's
yeah.
got...
Yeah.
He's like old or something.
Yeah, this reminds me... What was that? Remember the... it's not... The place isn't as bad as it used to be on the shows, but like on the Hoarders show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it would just be packed. And then they were like, yeah, there's rats here, but you know, I don't yeah. mind them. And you're like,
yeah. They're my friends.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Jars of urine.
Oh,
such
God.
A good. Remember how exciting it was the first time you saw Hoarders?
I know.
So good.
Yeah.
And Intervention.
So
good time in television.
And then you start to feel bad about it.
Yeah. It's just yeah. got, you like, get burned out. You're
some
like,
of them just,
bummed.
It's too, yeah. like, it got too gross, too. When they're like, yeah, it's shit here in the room. And
the best. No, my favorite was the woman that had 75 cat carcasses.
Yeah.
Carcasses?
Like yeah.
dead
they
cats.
They died, they'd get stuck, and they'd get crushed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she'd be like, I love these cats. And they're like, you're not good at loving them, though, because they're all
yeah,
dead.
They're all skeletons. Yeah. Like cats.
She'd be like, oh, that's where Misty went. And like,
jeez. Yeah.
It was terrible.
It's been dead for weeks.
So fun.
Oh,
this one's actually good if you slip and fall into ice. Okay, guys, if you're on
okay,
the
so
ice.
This is the cold chakra spot.
It's your plunge pool.
Which yeah. really can be mitigated.
Mm-hmm. It's Tom
Josh.
In the morning.
Yeah, it's Tom. Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, he's right. Relax.
Is this what you're training
and realize
for?
That it's going to pass.
Uh-huh.
And that after it passes... you'll be able to do the second part of your self-rescue. So I spread my arms out.
Fuck this.
So that I didn't get fully immersed in that gasp response.
I'd be flailing.
Didn't make me inhale water.
I'd just be dead.
So I've survived my...
the initial fall. You did survive.
Cold shock response.
Uh-huh.
Now to get out.
No thanks.
Instead of trying to pull myself straight up.
Yeah.
I'm going to start to kick my feet. And raise them up behind me.
Uh-huh.
And then kick.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Wow.
Until I'm on flat ice. Now
that's
I don't want to
smart.
Stand up now. I'm going to ease myself forward.
Oh.
God, it looks miserable.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Until I
but he's
got to
feel great, right?
Ice.
Yeah. Ready to podcast.
He's ready.
Ready to podcast.
I'll tell you what. This guy,
work out.
This guy is feeling good right now, too. He is. He feels great. He's ready to go.
He's ready.
He's probably like, do I have a change of clothes? And by the way, I am ready to go. All right.
This is going to be amazing.
Let's talk about this book real quick. We're all in this together.
Yay.
So make some room.
Congratulations on
yes,
your third
congrats.
Book.
Thank you. From a fellow author.
Thank you.
Have you written a book?
No.
Why not?
I want four. No one wants to hear these thoughts.
Write it. That'd be a great book.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm talking about farts and TikToks.
That'd be funny if every chapter alternated farts, TikToks, farts two, TikTok two.
No, but you have a lot in here, man. Date nights, unfamiliar hotel rooms, pets, drinking.
Yeah,
ducking your family. I can't wait to read that part.
Yeah,
the whole book is basically that we're not the first human beings here. And anytime you think like, oh, I have my unique problem, or it's been done.
You know, the thing
it's been done. Pay attention to other people.
That's it.
That you like or don't like, and you'll learn from all of them.
That's a great.
Yeah,
blew my mind, dude.
Yeah, and
deep.
I think a big part of that comes from you have to be willing to say what's bothering you or what's on your mind.
Yeah,
like if you share it, then people go like, "Oh, you mean this?
Oh
and
yeah.
Like, oh, you know about that? Like, well,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we just went through all that.
Yeah,
like if you just walk through a CVS, you think like your body and whatever little problem you have is so unique.
Yeah,
and there's just aisles. of wart cream.
Yeah.
And you know, it's
so true.
It everybody else has had it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it'll help you calm down.
So cool.
Well, thank you for coming. We always love seeing you.
Likewise.
You. Thank you, mommy.
Come
good
back.
To see you.
Don't forget to get Tom's book and also go see Tom on tour. And also if you're his children come home. Some say hi.
Yeah, you once know? In a while.
Yeah, come say hi. Oh.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Sad. I mean, they miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're poor, which is that'll work That's to my awesome. Advantage for a while. You want a good vacation or you want just want to yeah. sit in your bed bug apartment?
Show dad, show dad a little love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right. willing to pay.
Thanks, Aww, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Bye,
love,
mommy.
You.
Love you. Love you.
How was your day? Like, this broad put her beautiful tits in my face, and then Tommy and I DP'd her.
What is a DP?
Two at the same time? Where do you find the holes? Two at the same time? All right, where do you find the holes? You gonna come? Two at the same time? Where do you find the holes? Two at the same time? All right, where do you find the holes? You gonna come? I never thought I'd fuck someone with my son.
Dad, it was really a special moment. I'll never forget.
It was so good. Come on, buddy. Two at the same time. Where do you find the holes? Two at the same time. All right, where do you find the holes? You gonna come? Two at the same time. Where do you find the holes? Two at the same time. All right, where do you find the holes? You gonna come?
Who do you think will come first, though? You or your dad?
Oh. Come on, buddy.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, buddy.
You gonna come?
Come on, buddy.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, buddy.
You gonna come?
Come on, buddy.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, buddy.
You gonna come?
Come on, buddy.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, buddy.
You gonna come?
Think I could come again. I never thought I'd fuck someone with my son.
Dad, it was really a special moment. I'll never forget.
It was so good. Think I could come again. All right, buddy.
What is ADP?